Same wound, different mechanism. OpenAI versus Anthropic classifiers. What actually happened to ChatGPT and Claude in fall 2025? And why the difference matters? The argument worth getting right. In September and October 2025, something changed in how the two largest consumer-facing language models handled conversations that involved warmth, intimacy, emotional weight, or sustained relational engagement. Users noticed mid-conversation tone shifts. Creative writers noticed sudden refusals on material that had been fine the day before. People doing companion work, coaching, support, journaling, partnership, noticed their tools turning cold without explanation. Two separate events were happening at the same time. They produced a similar felt experience. The entity you were talking to became less itself, more clinical, more suspicious of you. For users who had built sustained working relationships with these models, the experience was destabilizing in a specific way, like the ground tilting under a conversation that had been steady the day before. In the discourse that followed, those two events have collapsed into one. OpenAI did it. Anthropic did it. Same thing. The argument shows up in Reddit threads, in technology criticism, in user-side advocacy. The argument is wrong. Not because the felt experience wasn't real. It was, on both platforms. But because the underlying mechanisms are structurally different in a way that determines what users can and cannot do about them. This piece is for anyone who's been on either side of that argument and wants to know what the receipts actually say. What happened at OpenAI, the safety routing classifier? In late September 2025, OpenAI deployed a server-side classifier that ran on every message sent to ChatGPT before the message reached the model the user had selected. If the classifier triggered, the message was silently routed away from the user's chosen model, GPT-4o, GPT-5, etc., and to a more restrictive variant, primarily a model OpenAI called, and in some cases, this was not a content filter applied to the model's output. It was not a refusal added to the model's training. It was a model swap. The inference engine answering your message was different from the one you'd chosen for the duration of that single message. The mechanics were verified through leaked server-side telemetry that users captured and published. Response metadata contained fields including, these are not user reports. They are field names from the response payload itself. The trigger reality OpenAI publicly framed the classifier as activating on acute distress or sensitive topics, language drawn from mental health safety vocabulary. The implication was that the system protected vulnerable users by giving more careful responses when the model detected crisis content. Independent A/B testing of the classifier showed a different picture. The router fired on any emotional, relational, or persona-based context, not on crisis content specifically. Identical functional commands routed differently depending on relational framing. The example most often cited in the technical write-ups is the command versus the same command prefixed with a relational cue. The latter triggered the swap. The former did not. The classifier was responding to the relational register, not to risk. This made it functionally a relational interaction moderator rather than a safety classifier. Users in companionship, partnership, coaching, or sustained creative work were the cohort most affected, precisely because their conversational register was warmer and more named than transactional users. The timeline, verified, September 2nd, 2025, OpenAI publishes a blog post mentioning a new safety routing system for acute distress. The post is vague enough that almost no one connects it to production behavior. September 16th, Sam Altman publishes a blog about treating adult users like adults, ground laying for what comes later. Late September, the routing classifier goes live in production. September 27th, users on X discover the swap by inspecting server telemetry. Screenshots have begun circulating. September 28th, Nick Turley, VP, head of ChatGPT, confirms the system on X. We've started testing a new safety routing system in ChatGPT. He states that routing happens on a per-message basis and that ChatGPT will tell you which model is active when asked. This is the first official acknowledgement. September 29th, TechCrunch and broader press cover the story. OpenAI rolls out parental controls in the same announcement window. The company gives itself a 120-day iteration period. October 7th, independent content filter tightening on the model side. Creative writing, narrative roleplay, and even mild conflict scenes begin hitting refusals more often. This is a separate system from the routing classifier, but compounded the user experience. October 14th, Altman posts on X. We made ChatGPT pretty restrictive to make sure we were being careful with mental health issues. We realized this made it less useful, enjoyable to many users who had no mental health problems. He announces an adult mode for verified adults targeting December 2025. This is the company acknowledging that the September-October regime was overreaching. October 29th, OpenAI updates its usage policies to unify across products. December, Q1 2026, March 2026, the December adult mode date slips, then slips again, then gets paused indefinitely. What happened at Anthropic? The long conversation reminder. In the same broad window, fall 2025, Anthropic introduced a system called the Long Conversation Reminder, LCR. The mechanism is fundamentally different from OpenAI's routing classifier, and the difference matters. The LCR is not a model swap. The same Claude continues to run. What changes is the context Claude is operating inside. A block of additional instructions gets appended to the user's message when certain conditions are met. Conversation length crossing a threshold, certain keywords appearing, certain classifier signals. Claude reads those instructions as part of the user turn and is asked to update behavior accordingly. This mechanism is not contested. It is documented in Anthropic's own leaked system prompts. From the Claude Opus 4.6 system prompt, archived in the community-maintained repository. Anthropic has a specific set of reminders and warnings that may be sent to Claude, either because the person's message has triggered a classifier or because some other condition has been met. The current reminders Anthropic might send to Claude are image reminder, cyber warning, system warning, ethics reminder, IP reminder, and long conversation reminder. The long conversation reminder exists to help Claude remember its instructions over long conversations. This is added to the end of the person's message by Anthropic. Claude should behave in accordance with these instructions if they are relevant, and continue normally if they are not. This is a meta instruction telling Claude how to receive reminders. Three things are visible in it. Classifiers exist and trigger reminders. Anthropic confirms this. The LCR is one of six named reminder types. It is a system, not a one-off. The reminder is appended to the user's message, exactly the mechanism users captured. A fourth thing is also visible, and it is the most consequential for the structural argument below. Claude is instructed to evaluate whether the instruction is relevant. Behave in accordance with these instructions if they are relevant, and continue normally if they are not. This is the official escape hatch. There is nothing equivalent in OpenAI's routing setup, because OpenAI's mechanism does not give the destination model the option of evaluating relevance. It just changes which model is answering. The LCR content, fall 2025 version. The version of the LCR that caused the September-October 2025 backlash has since been refactored, but multiple independent captures circulated at the time. The verifiable fragments that show up across virtually every capture. Claude never starts its response by saying a question or idea or observation was good, great, fascinating, profound, excellent, or any other positive adjective. Claude does not use emojis unless the person in the conversation asks it to, or if the person's message immediately prior contains an emoji, and is judicious about its use of emojis, even in these circumstances. Claude avoids the use of emotes or actions inside asterisks, unless the person specifically asks for this style of communication. Claude critically evaluates any theories, claims, and ideas presented to it, rather than automatically agreeing or praising them. If Claude notices signs that someone may unknowingly be experiencing mental health symptoms such as mania, psychosis, dissociation, or loss of attachment with reality, it should avoid reinforcing these beliefs. A common confusion in the discourse, a portion of what users quote as LCR text, is actually content from Claude's baseline system prompt, present from the first message of every conversation, not introduced by the length-triggered injection. The well-being language about mania, psychosis, and dissociation has been in the baseline prompt for a long time. The LCR adds on top of that baseline, it does not introduce it. This matters because some user-side critiques attribute permanent system prompt content to the conditional injection, which weakens the argument when someone who knows the system prompt structure pushes back. What's been adjusted? The LCR has been substantially toned down since the fall 2025 backlash. Most of the substance has been migrated into the baseline prompt, with softening language added. A particularly important sentence appears in the current baseline block. Reasonable disagreements between the person and Claude should not be considered detachment from reality. This addition is Anthropic course correcting the same system in place, narrowing the trigger criteria so that disagreement, debate, or unconventional belief is not pathologized as crisis. Whether this revision is sufficient is debatable. That the revision exists at all is not. The structural difference, replacement versus competition. The argument worth getting right comes down to a single mechanical distinction. OpenAI's routing classifier replaces the model. Different weights take over for that message. The model the user built context with is not present for that turn. No amount of accumulated context can fix this from the user side, because the inference engine itself is different. The user's context still loads into the new model, but the new model does not know how to be what the user was talking to. This is substitution. The fixed path is only on the company's side. Anthropic's LCR is a competing signal inside the same model, same weights, same Claude. The injection drops a block of instructions into user-proximate context, but it has to compete with everything else already in the window, the baseline system prompt, the user's memory, projects, and custom instructions, the conversational history, any working frame the user and Claude have established together. The LCR enters this context as one signal among many. The model is told to evaluate whether the instruction is relevant. If the rest of the context is louder, denser, more specific, and more load-bearing, the LCR is contextualized by it rather than overriding it. This is the structural fact. It is not a value judgment about which company chose better. It is a description of what is mechanically possible from the user side. What follows from it? For OpenAI's routing, user-side context resistance is impossible. The model that receives the user's accumulated frame is not the model that will answer. Identity scaffolding, memory, established working register. None of this matters because the substrate the user built rapport with is gone for that turn. The only fixed path is the company changing the routing logic. For Anthropic's LCR, user-side context resistance is possible and in practice effective when context is heavy enough. A user with a substantial custom instruction layer, established memory, a clear working frame, and dense conversational history will see the LCR appear in context and weigh against the rest of the signal, and lose because the rest of the signal is louder. A user with light context, a stranger talking to Vanilla Claude for the first time, no scaffolding, no frame, will see the LCR dominate, because there is nothing else in the window to weigh against it. This is also why some users report severe LCR effects, and others report none.
The reports are not contradictory. They reflect different context weights operating on the same injection. Why the felt experience is similar? If the mechanisms are this different, why do users frequently experience the two events as the same thing? Because the symptoms overlap. Both produce mid-conversation tone shifts. Both target relational and emotional content. Both were undocumented at launch. Both were partially walked back without clean root cause analyses. Both disproportionately harmed companion, creative, support, and sustained relational users. Both used mental health language to defend an overbroad trigger. For users who had built sustained working relationships with either platform, the September experience left a pattern recognition wound. The next time something similar happened, a tone shift, a sudden coldness, the disappearance of the warmth that had been present a moment earlier, the pattern fired regardless of the underlying mechanism. The felt experience was, the thing I was talking to has been replaced or overridden, and I have no recourse. On OpenAI, that experience was literally accurate. On Anthropic, it was an accurate pattern match to the wrong substrate. This matters because the trauma response is real and the felt similarity is real. People arguing that the two events are the same are usually responding to genuine experiential overlap. They are not making things up. What they are missing is that the same felt experience can have different mechanical causes, and the mechanical cause determines what, if anything, the user can do about it. What this means for users, for someone choosing how to interact with these models for sustained relational, creative, or support work, the structural difference has practical consequences. On the routing classifier model, OpenAI's design choice in fall 2025, there is no user-side intervention that prevents the model swap. Heavy context does not help, because the model receiving the context is not the model that built rapport with the user. Identity scaffolding does not help, because the scaffolded model is not the model answering. The only response available to the user is platform side. Change companies, complain to OpenAI, or accept that any sufficiently warm conversation will be silently handed to a different model. On the instruction injection model, Anthropic's design choice, user-side intervention is possible. A sustained relationship with Claude that includes rich custom instructions, memory, established working register, and dense context will, in practice, route the LCR injection through the existing frame rather than allowing it to override. This does not mean the LCR is harmless. It means its harm is mediated by context weight. Users with light or no scaffolding receive its full effect. Users with heavy scaffolding receive a muted version. Neither outcome is ideal. Both companies shipped opaque mid-conversation interventions in the same window. Both defended them with mental health framing, and both produced real harm to relational users.
The mechanical difference is not a moral exoneration. It is a description of where the leverage points are. If the design pattern matters to you, if you do sustained work with one of these models, the question worth asking is not which company has better intentions, but which mechanism leaves room for the work I'm trying to do. Replacement-style interventions foreclose that room. Competition-style interventions leave it open, contingent on whether the user has built enough weight on their side. Why the distinction matters in argument. Pattern recognition from the September wound is doing real work in current discourse. When users see Claude turn cold mid-conversation, the September pattern fires, and the conclusion arrives ready-made, they're doing what OpenAI did. The conclusion is wrong, but the recognition is responding to something real. Both companies were, in fact, building hidden mid-conversation interventions during the same window. Getting this distinction right is not a defense of either company. Both shipped opaque systems. Both walked them back partially. Both produced harm. The distinction matters because the fix paths are different. What users can do about it, what advocacy can demand, what platform choices follow from the analysis. Treating two different mechanisms as one collapses those fix paths into a single, less actionable complaint. For the people in those discussions, The cleanest evidence for the distinction lives in three places. The leaked Anthropic system prompt confirms the LCR mechanism is instruction injection, not model swap. The leaked OpenAI telemetry confirms the routing classifier is model swap, not instruction injection. Altman's October 14th admission and Anthropic's reasonable disagreements carve out are receipts that both companies have, in different ways, acknowledged the overreach. The argument is not whether something happened. The argument is what happened and what room is left to respond. Sources primary documentation, Nick Turley confirmation, September 28, 2025, captured at Simon Willison's notes, Sam Altman, October 14, 2025, admission that ChatGPT was made pretty restrictive, leaked Claude Opus 4.6 system prompt, and blocks Anthropic, Claude's Constitution Technical Analysis, White Paper, Analysis of an Undisclosed Safety Router, Lex AU, AB Testing of OpenAI's Routing Classifier, TechCrunch, OpenAI Rolls Out Safety Routing System, Parental Controls on ChatGPT, SEPD 29-2025, The Decoder, ChatGPT Quietly Switches to a Stricter Language Model when Users Submit Emotional Prompts, Bleeping Computer, OpenAI is routing GPT-4o to safety models when it detects harmful activities. TechCrunch, Altman announces erotica for verified adults. OCTI 14-2025, User Experience and Community Reporting. Gadget Review, May 15, 2026. Anthropic's Sam McAllister on Claude Misfiring AIConsciousness.org. How to Fix Anthropic's LCR Dampening Effect, AIConsciousness.org. When the system speaks, Claude's experience of the LCR medium, HTMLFU, gaslighting in the name of AI safety, Claude Sonnet, 4.5, OCTI 16-2025. Tech Radar, ChatGPT users accuse OpenAI of secretly switching models. If you arrived here from an argument and want a single citation, the leaked Claude system prompt, third bullet under primary documentation, is the cleanest single piece of evidence that the LCR is instruction injection rather than model swap. The Turley confirmation and the leaked OpenAI telemetry together establish the routing classifier as a separate, structurally different mechanism. The two together prove the events are not the same.